As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, by the way, on the John Gruden bit that we started with about the St. Louis Blues, I have put that on Twitter. It's the top of my Twitter site, the X, formerly Twitter, I guess you can say, at Mark Gruden KFTK. You can follow that, and that's really a fun bit. It's about 6 minutes, but I think that's going to catch on. Ethan's right. If somehow the Blues get back into this thing, and even the series. We have Sue's News on a Thursday coming up in the next hour. Also, don't forget about the roundtable tomorrow. Jane Duker, State Rep Steve Butts, and Sean Flower, the mayor of Eureka. Right now, back with us, and we're getting very, very close to the release of her book. I have already pre-ordered it. It's called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. Selena Zito is back with us. You can find her at selenazito.com as well. Hi, Selena. Welcome back. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, are you there?
Testing. Hey, testing. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Sorry. You're fine. All right. So I read your column last night, not even knowing that we were going to talk today. And there's been, and I really haven't addressed this that much on the show, but there has been this undercurrent with some different reporting out there about Pete Hegseth and whether or not his time at DOD is kind of numbered at this point. But you sat down with Pete, and what did you discover?
So I sat down with him at the Army War College in Pennsylvania. It's rural Pennsylvania, if no one's ever heard of it. It's in Carlisle. It's where the best of the best in all branches of the military attend training, from cyber warfare to just all kinds of things. It's really an extraordinary military institution. And if he's going to lose his job, I certainly didn't get that sense yesterday.
Yeah, and I think what I heard and what he told you is sort of the same thing that we've been hearing for weeks as far as what his priorities are in the Defense Department, right?
Yeah, and there'll be more to the story. Next week, I'm going to do a bigger, larger magazine piece. Yesterday was just sort of a top off of the news of the day. But he really went into great deal on policy, on vision, on what he'd like to see the military look like 10 years from now after the everything that they implement. And I found the whole entire conversation very fascinating. I think that readers are really going to learn something new by the time they read that.
So one of the things that's happened, though, this week with Pete is you had the signal, you know, deal from a couple of weeks ago, and then there were more stories, and I don't trust the media, as you know, Selena, so I don't even know what to believe in the New York Times or elsewhere, that maybe there was more information that was shared that could have been sensitive in a group chat or something along those lines. Isn't that what some of the allegations have included?
Yeah, and I mean, I can't even keep up with the allegations, right? And some of them are really out in left field. Some of them are very suspect. And I didn't want to waste my entire interview with the Secretary of Defense, who plans on, you know, implementing all kinds of change. So I asked him about it up front, and, you know, he said a lot of this is exaggeration. A lot of this is, you know, me taking over as an outsider. And Rumsfeld, if you remember, had the exact same problem. They loathed Rumsfeld. world because he wanted to do the same thing that Hegseth did, but he wasn't able to do because 9/11 happened. And so I think that when you take an organization that is the size of a small city that employs 3 million people directly, an additional several million as contractors, they don't want change. They like their jobs just the way they are.
What do you, Selena Zito, make of the whole deal with Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father, Selena, that is still in the news cycle? The Democrats are not, you know, standing down. I'm quite confused by their position here. They're going to, you know, die on this hill of due process is what they claim. And even if he was given due process, which he was in the past, if he's brought back here, they don't want due process. They want him brought back here to stay here, I think.
Oh, they want to plant a flag with a human being.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there is the scene in the first Star Wars, and I suspect that a lot of people have seen the first one, where there is a general, he's an alien, and he says, it's a trap. And every time I watch the Democrats do something, and then more is revealed about him, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, maybe this was a trap all along for the Democrats, because they just keep walking into sandpit after sandpit with this guy.
I think so, too. But then, you know, I see, and I have a theory on this, and I think you would, too. I have some of my liberal friends sharing polling with me, and there's a couple out. Look, I saw a Rasmussen poll that shows that this is an 80-20 issue. But, Selena, when you posed the question to the American people that a Maryland father was, quote, wrongly deported, they raised some questions about that. If the poll question was maybe just a little bit more honest, perhaps the polling would be different, wouldn't it?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, absolutely. The way the questions are asked are, I mean, look, you can twist and turn an issue into a grain of sand and eventually get something you want. And that's what it seems to me the pollsters are doing.
Well, it seems that way to me because, you know, they're even trying to indicate that Trump has lost his footing on the immigration issue overall. I just simply don't believe that.
No. I live in the middle of Trump world. I cover Trump world. No, not at all. And he even has people that didn't vote him on his side on this issue.
Right.
So, you know, as most of my Republican friends say, keep going at it.
Absolutely. And then one final topic that I have to bring up here is John Fetterman on the topic of Iran. You've seen this and what he said?
No, I did not. I've been on the road all day.
All right, so he's essentially said to the president, waste that S word when it talks about the nuclear program in Iran. In other words, he might be being a little bit more hardcore than Trump is on Iran right now, and certainly different than the rest of the Democrats. It's kind of a fascinating comment.
It is. And I often wonder, you know, John Fetterman very much reminds me of, and his name is going to escape me right now. He was the senator that beat George Allen in 2006. He was only in for one term, and he was a bit of a glass breaker himself. I wish I could remember.
I'm
going to
look it up here because I can't remember it either. You said it was 2006?
Yeah, in Virginia. He beat George Allen in Virginia, but he was a Democrat.
Jim
yes.
Webb. Yeah.
And I often wonder, I have no insight on this at all, so nobody thinks that, you know, I got an inside straight on this. But I often wonder if Senator Fetterman is going to go by the way of Webb and just get in there and break a lot of glass and you know, to hell with his party and not run again.
It would be fascinating if that happened. He's an interesting character. I've grown to appreciate him in politics. There's no doubt about it. I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, the book is getting close, Selena Zito, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And everybody, please, 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 please pre-order Butler. You know, it is about that historic day that somehow has gone absolutely fallen off the radar of the American press.
It's unbelievable.
It is a day that changed history. It was a day that I happened to be beside the president when it happened and talk to him afterwards. But it also is a deep understanding of the importance of place in American politics. It's one of the most underappreciated yet most important driver of American politics. Your connection and rootedness to place and how people talk when they talk, like Trump, about seeing you and hearing you is what also changed in American politics. As someone that just read it and told me, it moved me to tears, and I saw myself in that book.
Well, I can't wait. I really am looking forward to it. I know the audience is as well. Pre-order it right now. SelenaZito.com is where you can find some of the writings. Thank you, Selena. I really appreciate it. You have a great couple of weeks here. I'm going to Greece, so I'm going to be out of the country for a little bit, but we'll talk again soon.
Oompa! Have a great time.
Thank you. Take care. We'll have, by the way, on that Washington Free Beacon interview, that was the one who did it with Fetterman, and he said, waste that blank about Iran. You're never going to be able to negotiate with that kind of a regime that's been destabilizing the region for decades. So he's basically saying, bomb Iran now. Trump's not even saying that. You think the media will be all over that?
Get more at 971talk.com.